bosses by Sith Bays. And Sith Bays brings down the Mishnah and Dafka from Aleph and Bays, a case of a Kakolo that had a hole inside of it. He wanted to be supplement with the Evan. Brings down the second Mishnah called Papayim and Bays, and Aleph, a case of Delas, so you put an Evan to it. So over there it's clear that it's tied, therefore it's Evan, it's part of the Kli. If it's not Muksa, Mashenkin, if it's not tied, then the Kalkala or the Stalas will come a bosses and be holding the Evan inside. Therefore, if it's Shaka, Minar, or the Tokumatad, or it's Miniach, it will be a case of bosses. That's the Halacha. Now, from this Halacha, we'll discuss the story based upon the Rishonim. The Mishnah Afim test brings down the case you do Atmano with something that is Muksa. Kizay Tzema is Muksa on Shabbos. So the Mishnah over there says you can minar and take off the pack cover and make the Gizei Tzema fall off. Fact choices and that minal from an aleph. Maisa, I can do it. You put up a das. And once the case of Maniach, how the will can take off the pack cover from the pot, from that mono. Maisa, the Gizei Tzema is Muksa on Shabbos. So Bantam answers, why? Because only Muksa on Chachi Shabbos, you plan to put it on only the beginning of Shabbos, you have das to remove it on Shabbos. Therefore, bosses for Chachi Shabbos is not the case of bosses. That's Tais Rishito. The Maisa, how do you answer Rashi? So the Beis Yosef by all springs down Rashi, and other Rishonim are much more clear that way, the Ran and the Balamor. The state of bosses is when you have a base to something, you have something on top of that. When the thing on bottom is coming to mishamish the thing on top, the table is coming to hold the leichter on top of it, it's coming to mishamish, the het is coming to mishamish the iser. Mashenkein fakerek, let's say the iser is coming to mishamish the heter, it's not a bosses. Here the Gizei Tzema is coming to mishamish the pot. The Issa comes to Shabbos the Heter, therefore it's not a Bosses. Therefore, all the Swan bring down. Let's say in Shabbos you have a rack. They put on top of your pages. The pages should not fly away. It's not the paper is being Mishamish the rack, but Kurt, the rack is becoming to Mishamish the papers. Therefore, all the Pesach can say it's not a Bosses. Because they say the Bosses is, it's Tofel Aktsor coming to Mishamish the Issa. But when the Issa, the rack, is coming to Mishamish the Heter, therefore it's not a Bosses. Now again, the Beis Yosef sounds like that way. Pshat and Rashi, other Rishonim are clear. But the Maisel, the Mishavur, Reish and Tes, when discusses Locha of Gidei Tzemer, brings down this Malach from the Mogarom that when Issa has come to Mishamish the Heter, it's not a case of pauses. That's how the Maisel the place can go. If so, from Kiveger and the Rishash on the Gemara Nida Kuf Chafei and by us Kuf Lembeis, we have this Kalkola, we have this Delas, the evidence side. If it's not tied, it's a case of bosses. Now, why this? These the last of this chavis is not coming to mishamish the Evan. Then was put there. It was in the case of Shokak Pashas. The Maestro, the Heter is not coming to mishamish the Isser. So why in the world is it a case of bosses? Again, the Yisoid of bosses is when the Heter is mishamish the Isser. Therefore, the top of the Isser be makshadat mitzad the Isser Shavoy. But when the Isser has nothing to do with the Heter, so why is there a bosses? There should be no local bosses. Yet, by the case of the last, in the case of Kakolo, the Isser is not being Mishamish Ayidei the Heter, yet it seems to have the same get of a bosses. Another question they ask on that Kuf Chofema Beis, when it brings down the case of Evan that's on top of a Chavis, the Gemara over there says, Lo Yishra Elo Shokach, Avo Meniach is the case of bosses. Now, the Locha of bosses, we know, is that the Locha that first you have to do near, can do near and do Tiltum and Atzad. Now, over there, Rashi explains on the Gemara, they said, Loishna, it's only a case of Shakalak, not a case of Bosses. He says, Rashi explains that you have two options to explain the Gemara. By the case of Nir or the case of Tiltum and Atzad. The Pasha is going back in both. Rashi is very clear in the Gemara that he's saying this whole idea of Chilutin Bosses, of a case of a Shakak or Meniach, is dark in the case of Tiltum and Atzad. Nir, there is no Chilak. Why in the world Rashi is saying Loishna, El Shakak, not by a case of Meniach? He said, dark of a case of Tiltum and Atzad. Not by a case of near. So there's a klal that we'll see brought down by us numerous times that we know again the halacha is very clear that first you have a case of shokak, you have a chavis even on top. First the halacha is you have to minar. Can do minar to tilt the tzad sarf to have a heter. There'll be certain times with the halacha there'll be a half of bosses. The way the halacha calls it, he says lo yav kashakeach gomer, a half of bosses. That means near will be mutter and tilt the tzad be osir. Pashu read the Gemara, they're the same thing, they go hand in hand. Nir is Osir, why else Meniach? Tiltum Atzad will be Osir. If Nir is Mutter, if he can do Nir, Atmok Tzad, Mekoy Mitzad, Gufay, Tiltum Atzad is Osir. However, we'll see in halacha that we seem to be an in-between case that you can do near, but you can't do near, still tilting that saddle be also. One case, Tosis on Kufchav Gimel and Aleph, he discusses him in the case of the pulga. Gemara says, when Slamaita Lamata, Shari, Mashenkin Lamata Lamaita, it's Machlaikis. That means you have a pulga, when Lamaita, when it's at the top of it, it's more narrow and it goes down. There, the Gemara has a Machlaikis, what to do? Is the case a tilt matzad or nearly? What will be also? Effect places in monoshok. Is the case of maniach? What's the tzad of the man yom hoz lamat lamaylo be motu? The maaser should be also the case of maniach. El maaser the case of shokach. The maaser of a shokach. Why is the man yom hoz lamat lamaylo be also? That places kasha. He comes along and says, "We are because really the case of a polgar, you put it the abadas, a manas to remove it on Shabbos, like the case he said in Daftun Aleph." You put the case of the Gedera there, I'm not to move the Gedera Tzema on Shabbos. So Bein Tam Lishitol say that holds that Bosses beginning on Shabbos, to remove it on Shabbos, not a case of Bosses. If so, why is the case of Tilt Matan also only near his motor? He said, because why are you doing it for that reason? Why are you putting it there, Pulga, for that reason? You should have not done it. Therefore, you should not done it. Therefore, only near his motor, and Tilt Matan is also. So Tosis Maskon is, since you, it's not, why you do it for that reason? So by other cases you had to, by case of graph, other cases you had to. But this case, why are you putting the pulga? You should have removed before Shabbos. The fact that you did not remove before Shabbos, therefore will only matter near, and we won't be matter till Tum and Atzad. Lalocho, Mishmu brings it down Lalocho Lamayiso. Kivega says, we have Machlokes Rashi Ben Atam. What's the Lalocho? You have a bosses in the beginning of Shabbos, you plan to remove on Shabbos. Machabas Tam, Yishoimim, Bekir Yizmach, Mishmu said, Machum Ahefzid, to make like the Ben Atam. Says Kiva Eker, when we make like a man Tom, what are you allowed to do? Says Kiva Eker, only near, not tilt from that side. Says it be a locha being done Kiva Eker, and says, why from this place, not Kukhov Gimel, that the only, you can be serving from man Tom, what are you serving from man Tom for? Only for near, not for tilt from that side. We're going to help one without the other. That means you see this locha, near and tilt from that side, do not go hand in hand. We're going to help that near will be more to tilt from that side, will be also. The second case, which is very Nagel, is there such a thing as bosses for Emsa Shabbos? We'll get back to Barichas, the Machlokes Rishonim about it. Is there a boss, let's say for example, on Shabbos you have a plate, no problem. On Shabbos, bones came on the plate. Is it a boss on Shabbos? Not, because Metaltel could do near, tell them that's not. So among the Rishonim, a few different shitas, the Taishas of Daf Memdal will get to, there is a boss on Shabbos. The Baal Amora, one Teret, says there is no boss on Shabbos. And the Ran, the Rashba, the Ramban, they say it's not a boss if you plan to remove the shells on Shabbos. Those are three sheets among the Rishonim. Now let's focus on the Baal Mor Shita. The Baal Mor Shita is there's no bosses on Shabbos. Now even though the Das Yocha, the Chadnish points out, however the Magarim numerous times bring down the Baal Mor Lalocha, there is no bosses on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah and Simei Reis Samach Vav, the Sifkon Chavav, brings down the Baal Mor, the Magarim, there is no bosses on Shabbos. There's no bosses. In fact, the Chadnish, from our Sugya and the Gemara and Beah, the Taisa brings down by us and Kufim Beis on an elephant top. The Gemara Beya says that you have Shuria Kais, it's a bosses. Shuria Kais, Gemara Beya explains, that you have a cup that a guy drinks from it, which is a problem of Yain Nesach, and he has, he used to dip his bread into it, little small pieces of bread inside the cup. The problem is the bosses on Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses how to move on Shabbos, the Gemara discusses how to grab Shuria. For the Chazanish, he drank it on Shabbos. The little piece of bread of the Yain Nesach is on Shabbos, it's a Shuria Bar Noah. It's a boss on Shabbos, the Gemara is saying. A clear Gemara, there is a boss on Shabbos. Says the Chazanish, you know why? Because the ain't boss of a Shabbos means only means it's near, not mitzvah tiltul. Near will be mutter on Shabbos, tiltul mitzvah will be also the same inside the Mechal of the two. He says, I'll bring your dimmy into that. Tosin Daf Kuchov Gemara and Aleph, he compares the two sugars, that near will be mutter, tiltul mitzvah will be also. Come along the Melachtim is Manenu, that if there is a Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah, Simei Reis Samach Vav said there's no bosses, Bebisar Shabbos. Yet the end of Simei Yud, he says that Tiltul is also only near his motor. They want to say, he goes, Mahalach of the Chaznish, the same Yisraeli Paskins, that Nil be also, Nil be motor, Tiltul Metal be also. Which leads to a problem which we'll have to get to, exactly do you clean up your plates on Shabbos? Because if you have plates, you have shells inside, the loch is near his motor, you'll have to shake it out. But do Tiltul Metzad, you have to know what you had to take your plate with the shells inside to your garbage without the head of graph shari. Let's say it's not a case of graph. It'll lead to a big problem. If you don't have a head of graph, the maisa, how can you pick a plate with the shells inside? That's the second time we see this thing about local maisa, the mechal between near and tilt from that side. The svar for the mechal between the two is that maisa near and maisa is not tiltul. Tiltel Metzad Ishmei Tiltel Soktov Isser Tiltel Metzad Soktov Ed Not Shmei Tiltel Meister Tiltel Metzad can be more Machmer than Nir, because Nir is Meister not being Metaltel it, it's just shaking it off, and Tiltel Metzad will be more Machmer. A third time we'll see it brought down by us in the Shai. Seeing this Chiddush, the Loch is when you have a Chavis, and you have even on top Kedr Shokach, you're not moving. The Gemara says Say the Tzarech Mekoymai for the Chavis, Say the Tzarech Gufoy, meaning if you shake over the Evan or break the other Chavises, the Loch is will be mutter to remove it with the Evan on top. What happens when you have an Evan, not Evan, you have a Chavis and you have money on top? You want the Chavis, you want the Yain inside. Yet there's a money on top. Now you can shake off the money, cause a hefter to the money. Is there a hefter in such a case? Mitzad the mekoyma, you can shake it off. Mitzad gufoy, maisa, you're doing it to save the muks on top of it. Saving the muks on top of it. Do you have to shake it off? Well, no. Again, the Gemara is saying you have a hefter. Why? You shake off the rock, it'll break the chavises. What happens? You want to shake off. You don't want to shake off the rock because the rock's going to get lost. The money's going to get lost. Machloikis of Kiveger has a letter he wrote to the Beis Meir, wants to be Machmer. Beis Meir disagrees and wants to be Mekel. The Shaitim Ba'os brings down Lekulo, he brings down, it says the Locho of Tzar Kufa Mekoymai is Sai, you do not want to break the Chavis. Sai, you do not want to lose the money. Maisa, you can move the Chavis. Why? Because you're moving the Chavis, you mitzad the wine, Shavoy. However, says in Mishnah Berurah, that's Dafkun, you're moving it because you want the wine. But let's say you're moving the barrel. Mitzad, you want to save the money on top, only until the Mitzad Tzar Kutover Heter. They says, if that's also. He says, not only can you not do tiltum and tzad, you can't also do near. He brings down Magaram, brings down a Beit Ruchum, that even near itself is also. Even near is also. Check the Sharetzian. What right do you, Magaram, have a right to bring a right from the Beit Ruchum? The Beit Ruchum's case is tiltum and tzad. Tiltum and tzad, maybe it's also the Tzarech HaHefzid. Masha Inke near, maybe near is Merkuladik. So see a third time, the Shibur wants Mechabti near and say, tiltum and tzad will be also, and near will be Mutter. He ends up to be Machmas Circle Tzav, he says in Mishnah Berurah, but he wants Mechav to tilt him in the tzad in the case of Nir. Just like Akiv also, when they get to the Ben Yeruchim has a tzad, Beis Yosef brings down, they want to say, by the case of bosses of Meniach, Yabedas, the thing underneath is a boss's mamish. He wants Lamshan the Sugyo, Beis Yosef brings down, that Tzarech Gufoy will be Osir, and Tzarech Mekoyim will be Mutter. Now if you think about it, that means this Chavis, you put the Evan on top of Bedas, and the Chavis will hold up the Evan. This chavis you cannot move tzarech gufoy, also. The tzarech mekoyim won't say it's motor. Chur, this is a klor, I think klor right, the category 2 is motor. Because Maisa, what is this? He's saying that the gufa chayfet you cannot use. Yet mekoyim he says you can use. So ben yeruchim and shibulei leke, they won't go this way, aloch lamaisa. But he says of August for a separate reason. We should have arguing on the ben yeruchim, not mitzad arguing category 2. The Beis Yosef was saying what, from the ben yeruchim, that you can move the barrel, only mekoyim there's no het of gufoy. That sounds like Mamash category 2, and still Beis Yosef is being down to Ben Yeruchim to Mekel. So I think it's a Klor Raya Lekulo. Fine. But Maisha, we see again three times we see there's a Chil between Nir and Tiltum and Tzad. One we pass, we see by the Ben Tam, the Be'alacha being examined from Giver Ego, that Tiltum and Tzad is also going to be by the Ben Tam, however, Nir is Mutter. A second time we see it by the case of Chura Bosset and Tzad Shabbos, and a third time by the case of being Metatl Tzarech Hefzid. Therefore, come along to Kiveg and what says Pshan Rashi? Kivegon says Bshan Rashi, or the Chadnishmon says Bshan, the Ran of the Balamor. That also, this Yisod over here, that we're saying that the whole Yisod of Bosses, when the Isser is coming to Mishamish Aide the Hetu, Masha Enkin, when the Hetu is coming to Mishamish Aide the Isser, what is Mutter in that case? The one time is only Mutter near, not Totem and Atzad. In other words, you have a rack on top of your piece of paper. Bet them the racks come to Mishamish the paper, make sure the wind doesn't blow off the piece of paper. They want to know what is Mutter in that case. Totem and Atzad is not Mutter. I send the buses, only near is Mutter, and they send it to Taisus, and that's called Chav Gimel. Only near is Mutter, not Tiltum and Atzad. They wanted that Loch Lamaisom. Again, to the side of the Isser, being Mishamish, the Heter, that is what, even though it's not a buses, but what's Mutter? Only near, not Tiltum and Atzad. If so, it's very good. Kivega says, Pshan Rashi, and Dafkov Chav Hei. And the Gemara, when he says, Loishno, there's only Chil between Meniach and Shokach. That only by case of Tiltum and Atzad, because the case, one kashu lines up the other kashu. We had a kashu that's Kuf Chafei and Kuf Membeis. The case of this, what Evan is not being Mishamish Aide the Chavis, the Evan is not being Mishamish Aide the Dlas. So it says, one kashu answers up the other one. Since it's not being Mishamish Aide the Dlas, so what is Mutter? Nir is always Mutter, whether Shakach or Meniach is always Mutter. The only thing we're kind of Machal between Shakach and Meniach is Tiltum and Atzad. Therefore, Rashi says loish no, or by but only case by shak and not by meniach. Rashi is by tiltum and atzad, because that will be mechal between one and the other. Because whatever is not coming to mishamish, ayidei is not coming to mishamish. The head is not coming to mishamish the evan. No, the mishmur does. The one medayik is in the mishmur. He brings down Rashi. Very good. That's the case. No, it could be that they're saying Dafkal and Rashi loved Lalocha. No, I didn't see him bringing down Lalocha this Kiddush. Meister, the Yisoid Shabbat, you can be in other places. Also, based upon this Yisoid, that the whole inner of Basis is come to Mashamish the Heter, to the Isser. That the Pashi and Sam Basis is when the Basis is underneath, you have a Chavis and you have Evan on top of it. What happens if you have a Fakert? When the Isser is underneath the Heter, still, the het is coming to mishamish the iser. Meister Pim Gadam brings this down. He's mesupik. We do a fakert. Said tzarachim. Among the pleiskim is machloikis. The lachoinim pleiskim is manenu. Some meister go uchumro. Some go lekula as interview and chas asher one be mekel. Sham yontem biasher one be machro. For example, a case. Let's say you have laundry hanging. Let's say the laundry is going to be stopping on Day Shabbos. Looks to machmas gufi. And you have the clips. The clip on hold on the laundry on Shabbos. So there, what do you have? You have the heter, or the klish makhl iser, that's on top of the iser. It's fakert. Usually it buses, you have the heter underneath. Here you have the heter on top. What's the halacha in that case? Is the iser a buses? It's a base, the kan. It has to be something underneath it. That sounds like the title of the word buses. Well, no, the iser is what being mishamish what? Therefore, we actually want to tell you the iser of buses is what? Who is mishamishing who? Who kids is on top of on bottom? Soif kol soif. These clips that you use for your laundry, you tie in his mukhs on Shabbos. Why ice on top? Who cares? But the mice of the laundry is coming to Mishamish. This, sir. I tell Hashem, those who want to disagree, the holy side of being Mishamish still has to be on bottom. And bosses is a basis, something underneath it. Something on top is not a case of bosses. The case by Sif Dalid, the classic case, you have an oven with a rack on top of it. So the loch is very simple again. We have the case of Shokach, it'll be at the Menara, then do two of the Sad. Mashenkin with the case of Maniach, the loch is that'll be also to bosses. Now, the first question everyone starts off with, this chavis has a rack on top of it. What's inside the chavis? Is there wine? Is no wine inside? If there's wine inside, it should be a bosses l'isser u'leheter to the wine and to the oven. Or maybe there's no wine inside. It's come on the Levush, and he writes in Sif Gimel that there is no wine inside. See, it was very simple. Why is this chavis, when it's a case of meniach bosses, there's no wine inside? Therefore, the bosses only to the oven. Therefore, just like the oven is mukhtar, hood and the chavis is also mukhtar. The Baya, you read the Mishnah, Dafkuf Membeis Membeis, Rashi over there is very clear. It says, why are you taking the Chavis out? Because you want to get the wine that's out, that's inside the Chavis. The Rishonim, the Rashi, the Ran, all the Rishonim over there say, Pshan of the Mishnah is that you want to get the wine out. Now, if you want to get the wine out, in fact, the Dalei Chayim of Sol, Lechur, the bosses, Le'isser Uleheter. So why is the case of Chavis, the wine of Bad is more choshes than the Evan? So why is the case of Chavis a case of a bosses if they're a case of Maniach? Why is the case of bosses for? It's a bosses is the heter, and the evan should be bottled to the wine, and it should be a bosses only the case of heter. So among the Paiskim, the numerous Malchim focus on two main Malchim. One of the Kivega over here is Kasha, brings down from the Makar Baruch, even though Makar Baruch at the end is not clear that way, but Kivega brings down that he wants to tie in when you have this barrel, you have wine inside. The wine, let's say, goes halfway. The top half of the barrel, there's no wine inside. You have the evan on top. Since the top of the barrel has a bosses only to the oven, so the top half is a bosses l'isser. The top half is not a bosses l'isser l'heter. True, the bottom half might be a bosses l'isser l'heter because it bosses to the rock and to the wine, but the top half, the piyach chavis, the mice only bosses l'isser and not to the heter.
Well, it's the two sides of the same thing.
we'll just maybe discuss the Ladaf Gan too. Fine. That's Maisim Kivega brings down and looking for Pim Godim, Taisu Shabbos, Machzor Shekel. There it goes this way. The Bialocha brings it down this way. Answers Teretz, brings down Kivega, the side of the earth. The barrel can divide in half. The bottom part of Maisa is going to be a case of a. Will be bustle Isla to the top of your bustle Isla. Therefore, once the top bustle Isla, you cannot move the whole entire thing. A second Teretz, the Mi'ri says, and our Samech and others go this way. Now over here is different. Over here, since the only way you get to the wine is by removing the rock, the rocks on top of it, and it's blocking you from opening it up to get into the wine. Therefore, if you had a spout, you have a way to get the wine out by itself, busless lehetu. But here, since the only way to get to the wine is knocking off the rock, therefore, it's a busless to the rock, because the rock is ikkis, you always have to move the rock to get off to get to the wine. Posh and Afmina, they discuss. Let's say you have a stender that has something on top, and you have a section underneath where you can put the muksa inside, or you have muksa on top. So let's say you have inside, you have a sefer. You have mashenka, you put your pen, or let's say you put money on top, you put a coin on top. So according to the mahalach of the Me'iris, or Sameach, Shalom Zamun's go this way, it's a busless lehetter, while you have a sefer inside. And you can open up and take the sefer out by itself without moving the rack on top, without moving the money on top. Busless lehetter, no problem. Aftala shenigolo the bialocha, the kivegel, makor baruch, it comes out. Since on top you have a maestro money, even though you have a sefer on the section underneath, be a case of a bustle. Well, the top part, the bustle, it's in that issue letter. Well, we get to sugin the mukhni when it's in Nishma, it's not a case of Nishma.
No,
we'll have to get a sugin the mukhni, not to confuse the island. But Eichlam, like, you have to answer it. Well, the same thing, basically, anytime you have a desk with the drawers that not come out, they're not nishmat, you have the same thing. If you have a muksa on the top section, and you have a drawer with that muksa inside, with a safer inside, makhloik is the me'iri verse, kivegen, l'chol bi'alocha, once he's ma'achmer, put me case of bosses. Now, Micah, it comes out of an awesome chiddush if you think about it. The Achronim ask, Micah, you take this barrel over here, and you're dividing a barrel in half. You're saying the bottom half is basel islahetu, and the top half is a basel only with isu, the other half is a geta basis. I'll be swore, if anyone told me that, you take a stick and divide it in half, you tell me you have one half the case of basel islahetu, and one half the case of basis, only the isu, it's a humongous kiddush. Nifl maisha are those, the base mayor, or the Torah Shabbos, the very stark alosh, and his words are, kol bala seichel, anyone who sees this knows ain't a MS, not true. But maisha, the geta achronim seem to go this mahalach. Chaim Noah has a problem with this mahalach. How can you divide things in half? But a similar case we'll see, similar to this, is we have a case, the place coming down, the Taz, a map el yoyna, a map atachtoyna. The first, the Matthias, the way our Moshe and Shuvah explains, the way they used to have a tablecloth underneath, and they put the leichter and the food and the plates and the silverware on the tablecloth, on top of the bam tablecloth. Then at the head of the table where they put the leichter, they put the second tablecloth underneath the leichter, then they picked it up and went over all the food and covered it. Came the meal on Shabbos, they would take off the top tablecloth that was covering all the food and the silverware and all the dishes and move it until the leichter. Over the night, the girl will take off the leichter, then he'll take off the whole entire tablecloth. That's what Mapel Yoyna is. That's the Metzias. Now comes along, the Taz as a kasha, how in the world were they able to move the Mapel Yoyna? How can they move the Mapel Yoyna? The Maisa, when they're moving it and taking it off, they're moving a case of the buses to the Menorah. And if we go with the Mahalach of the Tzedeshin, the Maisa is supposed to record the buses. How in the world can you move it? Now the Taz is a kasha. The Achroinim, the Prim Gonim of Ushe Strad, argue what the Taz is kasha. Is he asking that how in the world can you move it off the food? Or how in the world can you move it off after you move the Leichter? How can you move it away from the Leichter? What is kasha? Kasha is how can you take it off the food, or how can you move it from underneath the Leichter? So the Prima Godim and the Bochach and others understand the Kasha Dafka, how can you move from underneath the Leichter? Oh, because if the whole thing is a bosses. The whole thing is a bosses. Which is surrounded and the Kasha is, how can you move it off the food? The Mice is the other end, the Leichter on top of it, candlesticks on top of it. The Mice is the bosses of it, it's only. So the whole thing is a bosses. Right, that's exactly the point over here. The Mice, the Bochach says the Kasha is in the whole entire thing. And the Prima Godim, the Shaitzim brings down the Bushes Strad, one time the cash is the whole entire thing. Mashenke, the Shaitzim brings down the Prima Godim, that says, Fakir, the cash is only in half of it. It sounds like the only on the Sisoiki divides something in half or not. Now, I think it's more of a chiddush on the barrel to divide in half, because there's no two sections to it. But, and here's more of a reason to divide in half. But Maisa, we see this, a similar idea that we can divide something in half.
I don't know if it's
what?
Okay, you could move back with this part without
the other. Yeah, I said it's more the Chiddush by Chalas. No, here I say more reason to say bust on half of it.
Oh, you could say
more reason on Temple the bust on half. But my sister, we see again a second time that you saw it, can get the Pribgolam was tiny, can make it bust in half. That the kasha, the tad is only underneath the candlesticks, and not the whole entire thing. Oh, we'll get to all these points. Now, fine, so let's get it. We have this yisoid over here that we see that at least by the tablecloth, the Pimgonim wants to machalik it in half. We want to say that underneath the candlesticks will be also covering the food of the mice will be mortar. Let's ask a posher kasha. Let them know the halacha is that let's say you have your table on Shabbos and you have candlesticks. The candlesticks will make the tablecloth and table mux on Shabbos. The halacha negato klal mux abosis. We'll see clearly a simur shayin test. If the flame is muxo, then the wick is, then the oil is, and the cup is, and the candlestick, then the tablecloth, and the table. Bust goes all the way down until it stops somewhere. Everything is awesome. Now, based upon this, how in the world can a person move a table on Shabbos? So it's brought down in Simon Reishayin Tess. They put challahs on the table. Since the challahs are more choshev than the flame, since more choshev, the bust is isul, the heter is more choshev, therefore you can move the table with the candlesticks on top of it, because it's more choshev than the flame. Because Vanenu will get a problem, maybe our candlesticks are mukhsar, so in case, therefore the challah will have to be more choshev maybe than the candlesticks. Well, but Zman HaChazal, the candlesticks were not mukhsar, only the flame was the bayah, and therefore the challah was more choshev than the flame. Now, Kash is, the Prim Gondam is saying you can divide a tablecloth in half. Therefore, whatever is under the candlesticks might still be a mukhsar. The rest of it won't be mukhsar. So what's the heter? You put the challah here. Well, let's analyze. What's under the challah is fine, and how in the world is the challah? The candlesticks will not go after the whole table. But yet, for the challah, they'll match the whole table? That's not exactly fair. Either goes both ways, it doesn't go. How in the world can the human say, no, what's underneath will be altar? Well, the mice and the rest is the mortar, but put challah here, challah matter everything. It's obvious kasha. How can you go one way and not the other way? So they want to give one teret, the Shmuel Yitzchok, the Shmuel Menachem, all this one taino. It really depends. There are two different mappas over there. There's a mappa El Yoina and a mappa Tachtoino. They want taino by the case of the mappa El Yoina since it's doing two different ishtamshas. If one is going underneath the candlestick and one is covering the food, two different things, you could divide the thing in half. The mappa Tachtoino was all coming just to hold the things on top of it. All coming to hold the food on top, or hold the candles on top, or just for the tables, only one ishtamshas, one use. Therefore, you cannot divide the mappa Tachtoino in half. They want to say the whole chiddush of the Prima Gondam, the dividing in half, is only mapel yoina, not the mapa tachtoino. Just the bayah of this malach very good, maybe in lomdis, but the maisa, you read the Prima Gondam by us, he writes in the mapel yoina, he says the mapel yoina is divided in half. You know why? Because there's no chalas on top of the mapel yoina. Just to be clear, the Shavuot Yitzchak is coming out, the mapel yoina chalas will not help, and mata tachtoino, the candlesticks go all the way. He's saying two things over here. He's saying my mappa and the chalas won't help. Why? Because two different stamshas. So like heti won't go, issa won't go. And saying my mappa tachtoina is saying that what? That it goes both ways. It doesn't stop in half. The baya, you read the Prima Gondam by us. He says by the mappa el yoino, he seems to be saying chalas and top do help. And you look in Simon Reishayin Tess over there. He says by mappa tachtoina, he says it goes halfway. So whatever the Shavuot Yitzchak and Shammai Yitzchak want to answer, it's only by mappa el yoino, not tachtoina. And El Yoino goes halfway, not Tachtoino. If you're going to the Forge, I think both are incorrect. You're right over here, Chalas on top would help, even though it does not go the candlesticks all the way. And he says, Fakert, by the map of Tachtoino, he says, you can move it halfway, he says, in Simur Shayin Tess.
He put the map on the table?
Map of Tachtoino and El Yoino. He writes both, Simur Shayin Tess. So there are other two of them. I think the best test is Shammai Yosef, if he wants to answer. That the etzem, you say the bosses is when you have candlesticks, the whole entire thing is bosses. If the chal goes this way, candlesticks go that way, everything is also. Everything is a bosses, everything is also. But what's the say the bosses? Why can't you move a bosses? You can't move a bosses because if you move the bosses, you move the muksa. But let's say you can move the bosses without moving the muksa. So true, it's the bosses, but it won't be an issa of moving out the muksa. So you want to tell me the candlesticks makes everything a bosses, but I'm allowed to move it because I'm not going to end up moving the muksa. So I have a basis that won't have it's a muksa, tilta muksa. No, but why is a muksa? The side is either trailers or cut to that, because I'm going to move the muksa. Let's say I can move the basis without moving the muksa. I'll give you a case, the tablecloth. No, because there is mingidus katsoi. Mingidus katsoi, you have a problem already. But be'etzem basis means the whole thing is a basis of all of the candlesticks. Except the reason why it can't be metal to the basis It's a tough thing on top. So I'm going to move the mukzah here. I'm not moving the mukzah. So I put the chal over here. It goes everything. The pasuk goes both ways. But the since it can't just go this way, but I can still move the tablecloth, then I'm not going to move the mukzah with it. It's a basis that doesn't have the ita total mukzah. It is a basis.
It's a toilet.
Yeah, you can start climbing both ways, but I'm only being maxed in that part. The whole thing is a bosses. I only max to that. Why should I max to this for? I can move it. Why not? Well, no, let me move it. Why not? It's a bosses. The whole thing is a bosses. I'm not maxing the tilt because it's not going to move the muxa for it. So the whole thing is a bosses without a tilt. Without it, it's the muxa. No, bosses means it's a mesiach is all being one thing. I can affect one to another. But I can affect you, as bosses are being mishamish one to another. The chal over here can affect all that. But the ma'aseh, there's no esem muksa on it. Ask me another terrorist kasha. How in the world can candlesticks not go and chal do go? Fine, if Shamanism has another terrorist, ma'aseh, what's nafkamino? Posh nafkamino. Let's say Bidmanenu, we don't move tables in our house, especially in America, we have big dining room tables, people put the plastics on top of it. So therefore, those who want tiny don't put chals on the table. Why put chals on the table for? We know who's going to move the table. Especially if it's thick plastics, no one moves the plastics. So, l'chua is a bayav. Go to Malach Levush Estrad that says the whole entire thing is also. This thing that's hanging over, Maisa, can you move it on Shabbos? Even, let's say, don't put challahs on. Ela, move it on Shabbos. Who went to the other Malach Levush Estrad, the whole entire thing is also. Who you had to put on challahs, one inside the tablecloth that's hanging over. Can you move muksa on Shabbos? Going to him, it's a bosses. According to the Pirmagadim, not. The Maisa is moving down two stardom, and he's choshish l'chumma without tziruf. And l'chumma, you cannot move the tablecloth. Now, the Shaya Muksa wants to taino. The whole time, Achloik is Pirmagadim, versus Levus Asrad, if it goes all the way or halfway, he wants taino only the top part of the table. Well, because either part can have the menorah on top of it, can have the candlesticks on top of it. He wants taino on the side, not Shaykh to have the menorah on top of it, even agrees to divide it halfway. David wants Taina Echlami. You don't have Bachalas, and no problem moving this on Shabbos. The Shvus Yitzchak of Dazi says no. Shvus Yitzchak of Dazi says Kum Levush Asrad. Ma'aseh Tzaser. So the Machloek is in the Das Levush Asrad. Does he agree at all to the people or nothing at all? He does not agree at all, and therefore he cannot move even the side. Or no, does he? What is far for it? Because all being Mishamish is the thing on top. This is not being Mishamish the thing on top. Not holding up anything. Not there to hold up. It can hold up. It has no option of holding up. You tell me it's being Mishamish thing on top? It can't even do it even it wanted to. It has a swaro. Yesh lodin, you have to have rayas to it. Again, the Avos Nafkamina, and when people don't move the tables, you have to have chals on the table. It's if Dalid. The Chavah brings down the machlokes between Rashi and the Bein HaTam. What happens? You have a bosses that you plan to remove on Shabbos. Rashi wants a taino, the medayik that way in Rashi, that it's the bosses in the Mivim of Shabbos. He say Mingid Katzoy, Ben Shmosh is Katzoy Lekul Yomoy. Mashenkin Bein HaTam, and after Nalef, or the way of the Beis Ezek calls it the Sefer Shumo, he taino this halacha of a bosses will only be when you want to cool of the whole entire Shabbos. You want half of Shabbos will not be a case of bosses. Machloek is between them. Mechava is tam yishim. Sounds like he's choshe lachuma. Loch is tam. And the poiskim, Magarvam, Bach, Mishabu brings down. The mokim hefsid, you can make like a bayan tam. Not the mokim hefsid, you have to be machmer. That's how loch of the poiskim go. Kill between the mokim hefsid, not the mokim hefsid. And we mentioned before, even the mokim hefsid, the loch is only near his mutter and not tiltal. Only kibinah and not be metaltal. Once it's near, it checks it off. Now it's not a bust, you can do whatever you want with it. Put two halachas together, the Ramah comes along and says, at the end, this whole entire halacha of bosses is only when it's your own chayfetz. Let's say you on your chayfetz shal chaveroi, come along, Ramah, and he says that you cannot ask a dovah she'en a shloi, you cannot ask for something that's not yours. This is a maisha that Archa Shabbat brings down. I heard the maisha when it happened. There was a certain yeshiva that the oilam was stealing with children Friday night. So the cook came along and gave an eitzah and says he decided, which he did. He put a candle on top of the children pot Friday night. He lit the candle. They can't take the pot off. Came Shabbos morning, the candle was out. He wanted to take the pot off, the cover of the pot. So they came up. L'maisa, it was the boss of Ben Hashmoshes. L'maisa, can I eat the children on Shabbos? Say what happened, which is even happened to. L'maisa, can you take the cover off? L'maisa, eat the children.
The children,
what?
The children,
the pot, the cover. How can you take off the cover?
The cover.
Cover. So the Aruch HaShabbos brings down the Maisa. They want to ask the children to the Bnei Yeshiva, and the worker had no right to ask her. The Dovah Shein Shaloi. Therefore, they pass from this Yeshiva the Maisa. Go take it off. He had no right to do what the Maisa he did. Shake it off, and therefore, the Bosses the Dovah Shein Shaloi be manan shake it off, and go eat the children. Now, the ghetto of what defines something in a shaloi. So first, the Mishnah brings down from Magar Avram. Let's say you do it for your chaver, and the Tovis chaveru mislichel the ghetto boxes. There are numerous cases of boys can discuss which is not clear. Let's say the shutfim. What's the loch of shutfim? Can you make a boxes on the chavis of your chaver, but might you also have control over it? Your shutif. So by case of a shutfim, the place can be machmuk, because it's your chavis. On a case of hefker also, what's a hefker? Is hefker everybody's a nobody? In the case of shutfim, in that case of shutfim, how look at hefker? Can you answer hefker mitad bosses? Who depends upon the hakir? What's your side of bosses mitad tzadas? Or tfeilus al tafel ma'isa this? Af maktadas, give me maktadas to hefker. Ma'isa the chodeshoni is masopik, ma'ashama ma'isa is machmer. A case of a cotton, can he make something? Or he has no das? The regular place can only make on a cotton, he cannot make a case of bosses. But the main case of Boskim is what happens when you have your wife, your kids in your house, they put something on top of another chayfetz. We're saying over here, you cannot ask the Dovah Shein Shaloi. So your wife puts the candlesticks down on the table. She can't ask the Dovah Shein Shaloi, or anything in the house that goes on. So among the Swarm, the numerous ways of saying over clearly what the Gedder, to me, what I think the best of one of the Gedder is, the Gedder to your wife and kids in the house, the not Ketanim, the Gedolim, how exactly to deal with them. Whatever you give over to them, whatever is in their resource, they can do whatever they want. That's nichol and there is just you gave it over to him, will be nichol and get her bosses. Forget, you try to do something in your own house, your wife won't even let you do whatever you want. That's from her house. So fine, so the get of the chura bosses, whatever's given over to them, they can do whatever they want. Pashas, the chura, you're being mavatal, they have a right to decide what the get of bosses is, and they can make that so, and they don't have, they'll decide what's the so, what's not the so. The chura, the pashas. Again, others from don't seem to go that way, that's the chura, the swar shaboy. They discuss, what about in the yeshiva? Let's say you have a standard based medrash. You have a right to use a stender. You have a right to use it. You put money on top of the stender on Erev Shabbos. You plan to leave it on Shabbos. Let's say you plan to leave it on Shabbos. Is that the loch of bosses that you cannot answer something that's not yours, or you can? So Reb Chaim said the chur, it's also the way he's understanding it, because the mice, you have a right to use it. They give you shtamshus. You can ask for the stender. However, the mice of Avos in the Chodeshoni, the Archa Shabbos says, they gave you a right to use it for what? Not to put money on to make a boss on Shabbos. They gave you a right to use to learn. Not they gave you a right to put money and make it a mukst on Shabbos. Therefore, the ikna swam go, you found money on the stand on Shabbos, or tissues, or a pen, whatever is on Shabbos, you give an Irish, take it off. It's not a bus of the Dover Austin, therefore, you can use the stand on Shabbos. See, a cotton mice could be he doesn't make a bus because he has no das. But a god of a mitzvah kid, the chore, if you give over to him, kids, they give him. No, it depends. Again, it depends how you dealt with his chavis. You gave it to him and let him do whatever he wants. Again, nearly, again, Yeshua in the Swarm, nearly we nichol get our bosses. You gave it to him, do whatever he wants. Now, there is a maisha, take the two halachas together, the halacha of the Bein Tam and the halacha of the Ramah. There's a maisha everyone says over, that, different way of saying over the same story, that there was someone went to a hotel on Shabbos, they lit on a candles, in, let's say in the dining room where you're supposed to, not outside, next to the table. He lit on the chair. After the meal was over, they came along the workers, they cleaned up the candlesticks, took them away, took the candles away, took the chairs, mixed them all together. Now the chair be'etim is a bosses, the davar aser, and they put smoke store. They took the chair, mixed them up with all the 1,000 chairs in the hotel. Now the question was, it came to next morning, the question was, do the guests have to stand for eating or not? Because my sense one thing, mixing them 1,000. It's Dover Sheesh Lamatirim, it's Dover Shemaminion, Dover Choshev, and therefore I feel the Elfoy bottle. Therefore, can you use any of the chairs in the hotel? By the Gemara says, not Dalim Peah, but some of the Bottom did not say Dover Sheesh Lamatirim. Gemara says, we don't say that. Oh, so therefore, this is the Maisa that happened. Come along with the Swarm, everyone brings down the story. You know, it sounds like it happened in numerous places, different types of stories. But whether it happened in an ulam or a hotel or in the person's own house, whatever the case is, they get about two reasons why they want to be makel, which again you have to know every case, know sometimes the kulas won't happen. One swar they want a taino, the chutz shani wants a taino, that this chair, you put your candlesticks on top of it, maisa, it wasn't your chair, it's the hotel's chair. And therefore they plan to use it, you cannot ask the davar shani shaloi. If you want a taino, you have no. Even though they gave you a right to put it on top of it for Erev Shabbos, to lie on it for Friday night, but they did not give you the koyach for the whole Shabbos. The whole Shabbos they wanted for themselves, which is a chiddush, because they have to give you something, and they only gave it to you for Friday night. Therefore, Megillah Sefer says Tzarech Bira, if that's true or not. But Ma'aseh Kodeshani wants Taina, you have a head to the Ramah. This is Dovish and Shlo Yikan Aser. Therefore, all the chairs are Motu. That's one Torah. A second Torah, Baruch HaShabbos, and Megillah Sefer want a Taina, is that true Lamaisa, every time they clean up, the way how the hotel always went, they clean up every Friday night they put all the chairs together. Therefore, it's Nichol and Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam says, Avdas to remove it, you plan to remove it Friday night. Since their chair, they plan to remove it Friday night. The Mokim Hefsel, you can use it. Therefore, since the Mokim Hefsel over here, because they have no chairs to sit upon, Nichol get of Hefsel, they want to have Peter Rebbeinu Tam as Mutter. Void the Meshibu at the end, after being down Dosh and Shloi to be Makel, they bring down their Chaim, and you put the two of them together, you can Makel certainly. Their Chaim, Meshibu says, when you have the head of Dosh and Shloi, and you have the head of Rebbeinu Tam, says the Meshibu certainly can Makel based upon the Nesivis. Therefore, they want to kind of, based upon this case, they want to be Makel. Now, again, let's say it will be in your own house that happened. You've been on a chair, and the kids took it away and mixed up all the chairs. Well, I have no head to your house in any of the chairs, although we mixed on Shabbos. You want Echlami, then you can't move it back or forth or anything. Echlami, sitting here maybe you can, but you can't get it to your place, can't take it out of where it is, can't move it, can't do anything with it. No, Kivega is saying to get it, no, he's saying near to get it off. Once it's off, do whatever you want with it. Kivega is saying to get it off. The slap, they're going to have a slap. No, there's a don't you want? It's a blur.
It's not
blur, it's a blur. I find they deal with that. I left that, it's not that again. Economic.
But you have to click
it. I'll just a blur, the Begala Sefer says no. And I'll tell you, Yishlo Matirim, of Gusman has a tshuva about, he also is not too happy with it. He says the Shach argues, so I ain't sure. Gusman has a tshuva on this case. This case is a little bit different. He has a case of plates on the table. The guy here, they put the stock on top of it, and they emptied out the stock and mixed up all the plates. He went down to all the plates and shadows. Same idea. Fine. Mice the case of Meniach we see as a getter of Osir Tzai the Tiltel Tzai Nir. Now, first, the getter of Meniach is very clear that let's say you put it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday with Stamdas. The place can license say Stamdas. You don't plan to leave it on Shabbat. Therefore, it's Motor. Let's say you put on Friday what's Alacha. The Beis Yosef and Trumas Edeshin by Stamdas have Machloikis. The Trumas Edeshin wants to say it's Osir. Beis Yosef wants to say it's Motor. Alokha the Maiso, the Swarm are either Mekel because it's easier to write it that way, not Mechal between Erev Shabbos and the rest of the week. Or the Maiso, the Shmir Shabbos and the Simchal Bonim and the Rabbana, they write it's Mutter because Mukhs is Rabbonim and Self Glahokal, therefore Paschal like the Beis Yosef and say even Erev Shabbos, Stam Das, the Maiso will be Mutter. Another thing we see from the Trumas Hadesh and the Paschal Miskos is what happened with the Bosses Bakroi. Really, there are three ways to have a bosses. Either you can have a case where their heter is being mishamish to the iser. One way. That we say about the case of bosses. You have the other way when the iser is being mishamish to the heter, when you have the rack on top of the piece of paper, the whole paper shouldn't fly away. That's not a case of bosses. What happens when iser is not being mishamish to the heter and the heter is not being mishamish to the iser? You just put it there, bakroi. That's for the case of the Mogar Ram. It's in between case. You put in your freezer, you happen to have your frozen meat, which the Pashas and Muksa, on top of your ice cream on Shabbos. It happens to be that way. Is that a case, and you knew it was going to be that way on Shabbos, is that a case of Shokach, or is that a case of Maniach? How exactly do you look at a Boss's Bakroi? Again, it's not coming to Mishamish the Isser. It just happens to be that way, that the Isser is on top, but neither one's Mishamish either one. So how do you look at it? From Trumas Hadeshin, and from the Taz of the Kasha, when he is by a case of Mapel Yoino, we see understood the side over here is a case of Maniach. Atzal Hasheni, the Mogar Ram, he wants it. It says not the way, the Graz, Mark Tzio, they want Taina Bosses of Akroi, it just happens to be that way, it's not Nichol Negedah of Osir. It's not like it. The way the Pesachim Paskin, they all bring down the Mishabura, Mishabura says, V'mokum HaTzorech Yesh Lahokol. Agami, you read the Shai Tzin, sounds like he's making a Gami, and Mishabura says, V'mokum HaTzorech Yesh Lahokol, which gather comes out, I'm not sure what case, not Tzorech, every time you're taking it off, because you want the ice cream. So it always ends up being, come out, this really doesn't come out really even it's over here. Fine, it comes out Mokum Tzorech Yesh Lahokol. Now, so again, so you have a case where one on top of another, one not Mishamish another, again, you have a drawer. You have a drawer, two things on top of each other. The drawer and mice is a boss, so that's clear. The question is the thing underneath the heter that has the is on top, happens to be that way, is that a boss or not? That's Macholik is Mokum Tzorech Yesh Lahokol. Now, to understand that, Lechura, I said over one way. There's an interesting Benish Chayil. Is he said over here that this happens to be that way? But let's say he did a pedas. He did it on purpose. But you know what? But I had a reason for it. But not want to mishamish another. For example, Let's say I have the ice cream within the container and you have the meat on top of it. If I put the meat in the ice cream container on top, the ice cream container will not sit well on top of the meat. It won't sit well. It'll be a pain in the neck. So what I'd rather do, put the ice cream underneath and put the meat on top. It sits much better that way. And it's easier, and I'll let void, I'm going to take out certain things more often than the other things. I do it for a reason, but das. Is that nichol and heter bosu bakor or not? Come along the Ben Ishchai, and he wants a taina. If you're doing it because it's easier and it sits better, even though it's not coming to Meshamash from one to another, but just in your jaw it sits better, that's not nichol and bosu bakroi. That's nichol and together of maniach. And therefore, people put the meat on top of the ice cream in the freezer, you know why? Most people are doing it, not mitzad, it's because it's some one on top of another. Doing it because it sits better that way. That will not have the heter bosu bakroi. Atala Shani, Obiyashiv, one time not the way. The whole Yisrael, the boss of Akroi, is no one's coming to Shamash either one. This one, that one, I don't really care if I'm putting one top of another. The Maish, the Ben Ishchai, and if simple bottom means down that way, La Locha, wants to be Machmer, has Gedo Maniach. Obiyashiv only says, Mokum Tzor Godel, have only Tzor Godel, he can be Mekel. Otherwise, he wants to tie the Nichol Gedo Maniach, and therefore comes out, even though a lot of times in the freezer, Afi Cheshbin, you'll think it's boss of Akroi, Mokum Tzor can be Mekel. However, you do it with dust because Vonok, it sits better that way. According to the Ben Ishchai and the Choshev of the Ben Ishchai, will not be Nichol together or Bos Bakroi. It will be a case of Bosses.
Why is it?
What?
Why is
it not Nichol and Eloi Mokum? It's a case of Eloi. True, but if I didn't care this way, that way, the Seidah, because I'm doing a bit dust and it sits better that way, that's Nichol. I'm putting one on top of another to hold up the thing on top. This thing I'm bomb is coming to the whole thing on top. True, if I didn't have the ice cream, I wouldn't put it there. But once I have it there, I'm coming to put it there to hold the thing on top. So now it is a bosses. The ice cream container is holding the meat on top. Or I say, no, the mice, this because it sits better. A similar shiloh, l'chura, is how exactly you look at this mapa tachtoino. The Taz is asking for mapa l'yoina. Is mapa tachtoino a case of bosses bakroi, or not a case of bosses bakroi? Because the mice, how exactly do you look at it? This candlestick, you want to be on top of it. Except, you know what? You have no option. You can't put it here or there. So, bedas, you put the candlesticks on top of the tablecloth. Bedas, you did it. But yet, the mice, it's not coming to hold up the candlesticks. The mice, Moshe had a truth about it and says, even though the Meshavua sounds like it's nichol and bosu bakroi, Moshe says, but it's not bosu bakroi. You did it bedas. The Choshuchu says, not bosu bakroi. You did it bedas. Mice, you read the Mishnebura and force that way in the Graz Nezir Stroll. The mice, they're calling you a Bosu Bakroi, and the swarm is my name to call Bosu Bakroi. Now, the meaning is, can you move your tablecloth, even the bottom part, Samazah, you want to move it, without is Mokma Tzarek will be Motor or not? But Moshe is saying, it's not Bosu Bakroi, you will not have the heter of the Mogan Avram. He says, well, okay, I did a Pitas. Similar idea, like I put the meat on top of the ice cream, it's a Pitas, hold up one top of another. Aftala Sheni, what? Mishbuah says, even without that chala, Mishbuah's words are mapa tachtoina, ain't tzarech holds that, why could you have chala on top? So, what do you mean ain't tzarech holds that? I mean, be'etim is nichol in this or not? The pashto word of Mishbuah, it is bosu bakroi, except you have chala to come on the bosu bakroi. So, Moshe, no, Mishbuah is loy top for the shaynoi. You're right, quote to Mishbuah, it's loy top for the shaynoi. Okay, you can read it differently. Maisa comes out to be a machlokes. Just one last thing, very important thing. Based on Tyson Dapkos of Gimel, we see a story that things they should remove before Shabbos, you have no head to tilt them in that. The question is, we over here we have a case of Shokha, or a case of Isser Heter, where the Het is more choshen than the Isser. So Loch is you can do tilt them in that. Let's say, do you have a chiv to, you have a chiv to Minar before you do tilt them in that? Come on, we're going to discuss. Since you have a chiv to Menara, nichol chiv to Menara, do you have a chiv to remove it before Shabbos? For example, let's say you have a drawer. In the drawer, you have heter inside, you have a siddur inside. Void, you have 5 shekels inside. On Shabbos, you'll open up the drawer. You know why? Because tilt them outside, so I have to have a heter, take out the siddur, no problem. You know you take out the siddur on Shabbos. Do you have a chiv before Shabbos to take out the siddur and make sure take out the money, you should not have to tilt them outside? Just like you have a chiv to Menar, to do near. Here you can't Menar. You know way to Menar the drawer, take out the money. Nichol chiv Menar, you have a chiv to make sure you do not have the muksa there on Shabbos. So come along, Obliashiv, numerous places, and Simcha Bonim goes this way, Shemir Shabbos, and others, Taino, you have a chiv to remove the muksa er Shabbos. That means, for example, they discuss in the refrigerator door. You have on it soda and food, but mostly you have flour, you have beans, that are muksa on Shabbos. They want Taino, since you have a chiv to Menar, which you can be Menar, you have a chiv Erev Shabbos to remove the muksa from the door on Shabbos. That means you have a Jew on Shabbos that has, again, you have all your kelim, your silverware inside. Also, you have your kafir rim, you have your matches inside that light things, or you have your meat grinder inside. You have kelim that are mukhtar on Shabbos. Do you have to take it on Shabbos? Tiltum and tazav tover hetavad it's more term. They want any Jew that have your silverware inside. Well, one silverware, let's say you're holding a spoon that has holes inside, is a clear burr. A maitzi you have to remove before Shabbos. They want a tiny nochle machmim. It's even by klishul machle isser, you'll have to remove before Shabbos. If you hold klishul machle isser is shaykh, you say the bosses. That's one side. I mean, it comes out, you have to go around through your whole entire house and see that numerous drawers and refrigerators or freezers, the drawers have a mamish muksa. But a vadilat open on Shabbos, why? Because the het is more kosher than the isser. Do you have to make sure to remove before Shabbos the isser shavoy? That's what Yashu says, and those go the email. Atah Sheni, Shlomo Zalman wrote down that he holds the vadi, did not have to move it. And the main title of the Shevet Kosi says, you know why I know you have to move it? Because it doesn't say anywhere among the Paiskim. They say the Chiv there, and we have a Shulchan Aruch, we have a Gemara, we have no one until Biz Maneno came along, says the Chiv to Menar. There's no Maramokim, this Chumro. Agam, there is a Chiv to Menar on Shabbos. Who says you have to mechiv to take it off before Shabbos? The different ones, the fact safe and the fact that the steam at the poiskim and vadi can be makel. Among the swarm is manenu. The machlok is a poiskim that those who want to say you have to be machmer. Simcha bonam meister goes lechumro. Atah shenim chaim kineski peskei shuva. They want to be makel. Machlok is a poiskim. What to do? And those who are machmer, those who are makel. However, the poiskim are very clear. But let's say you did not remove it before Shabbos and you should have it. You held lechumro. Avada, but the ever the meister won't be osir. The ever won't be osir. Only the chachilo. Adkan. Next sugya is the sugya, I think, of Bas Chai.
So what Israel says is the reason why it's awesome because it's time for it to happen.
By Kinshotanagol specifically.
Right, okay, so it's not from there that anything that's there could be there.
Right.
It's also, so
the case is not also the case of Maniach, not also.
What?
I mean, the Jew has Esav Heter, still has the Mokoshev.
It's a
Maniach. It's a Maniach, but you have Heter also Maniach.
Why would
he
have to take
out
the...
Yeah? Oh, is that cool?
Yes. Did you manage to turn it off?
No. Okay, let's try it together.
Push over here.
Yeah.
Push.
I did.